There's this famous phrase from the Battle of Lake Erie during the War of 1812. U.S. Commodore Perry sent a dispatch that read, "We have met the enemy, and they are ours." It goes on, though, and reads, "Two ships, two brigs, one schooner, and a sloop." That sloop was the Friends Goodwill. This sailboat looks like a pirate ship, or something out of the movie Master and Commander. 19-year-old Megan Blau and 75-year-old Bonnie Wilson are loosening ropes from wooden pins, so the ship's biggest sail can be raised.
Okay, you ready to set the main?
So we just haul these in?
Which one's going on?
The one highest up.
Highest up is there?
Yeah.
Being a crew member, you get to go out once or twice a week on it.
Now, as a crew member, what do you do?
Whatever the captain tells me to do. I just general help. I try to let all the real heavy stuff go to the men. And I have gone out in the bowsprit, but I prefer to let the younger ones do that.
That's because she'd have to climb out on that piece that sticks out over the water in the front of one of these tall ships, wearing period clothing to boot.
This is supposedly a typical uniform from a sailor in 1812. He wore the pants with the flap in front, and they usually wore a striped shirt and a kerchief and straw hats.
Pass off the frills!
Pass off frills!
Replicating the Friends' Goodwill was Jim Spurr's idea. He's a lawyer and an avid sailor. He worked with the Michigan Maritime Museum in South Haven to research historic records and come up with a ship the museum could recreate and let people sail.
It's the only ship sailing on the Great Lakes as a tall ship that served both as a merchant vessel, a Royal Naval vessel, and a United States Naval vessel, all in just three short seasons. She had a penchant for being at the wrong place at the wrong time, and it's really a great story, so that it enables the museum to educate visitors and school children about all three different maritime traditions.
But this isn't a teacher in classroom sort of education. The idea is that people on board will experience what it was like to sail at that time in history. Barbara Cruiser is the executive director of the Michigan Maritime Museum.
This will be a performance, and as the season goes on and we get better at what we're doing, it will be a performance, and they will talk to one another as they would have spoken 200 years ago, and we'll try to be using some of the same language of that day as well as just of this particular occupation.
Ready to come about.
She says Friends Goodwill will take out school groups. There will be sails for the general public, including sunset cruises and overnight sails. And while there are a number of places around the Great Lakes where you can see a tall ship or even sail on one, Barbara Cruiser says Friends Goodwill is the only one where the crew is in costume. Jim Spurr says he's thrilled his idea is now reality. But he didn't get to go out on this sail. As Friends Goodwill left the dock, he had to get back to work, which may be why he could best put his finger on what it is about being out on the water, in a ship, at the mercy of the winds, that so captures our imaginations.
Well, I think perhaps all of us in our hearts wish we had more adventure in our lives. And there's nothing more adventurous than setting out in a historic tall ship for parts unknown, going roving or exploring.
And even if Friends Goodwill will rarely sail out of view of its home port, it is still fun to pretend. For the GLRC, I'm Tamar Charney.
Way head up, she rises, way head up, she rises, early in the morning.